key ingredient to economic development is transportation. So today, as we continue our series Project Milwaukee, Southern Connections, we explore transportation in southeast Wisconsin. We spent time chatting with Milwaukee County Supervisor Patricia Jersic, a longtime proponent of extending roadways and transit systems south to the state line. Here are a few opinions she shared.
I disagree with this idea that you can only do roads or you can only do transit. I mean, under the Doyle administration, he didn't want to put money in the home bridge to preserve that bridge, for example. He wanted to put the money into rail. And we're seeing just the opposite in the Walker administration. While I'm very happy that he is going to redeck the home bridge, which it very much needs, he's taken transit out of the transportation fund and, of course, has not taken the money that was available to Wisconsin for trains. So these things seem to be competing with one another, and I think these are false dichotomies. This is a corridor. It's an important corridor, and we need to have both roads and we need to have transit.
Why multiple forms of transportation?
Well, transit and transportation or roads supports all levels of economic development. And economic development is so vital to the region. In my district, we have major companies like Bucyrus and Ladish. Vilter is there, huge manufacturing companies. And they need transportation for their goods and services, but also for their employees.
What do you see as the biggest assets in southeastern Wisconsin regarding transportation?
First of all, the Port of Milwaukee. I always say Milwaukee would be Chicago if it had been strictly a question of port traffic, because Chicago does not have a good port. It's very shallow end of the lake. Large freighters have to go through a lot of bridge openings as they go into the canal structure. Milwaukee has a good deep port. In fact, the Port of Milwaukee, as I understand it, is looking at adding additional dock space because they are a growing port. We have rail connections on Jones Island. You then have the home bridge, which leads you to the interstate, and you have the airport. So it connects all major areas of transportation with the movement of goods and services.
Business has really been booming at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Every month for the past 20 months, we've gotten reports from them about record growth in terms of passengers. Do you believe that is because of its proximity to the greater Chicago market?
Absolutely. I mean, and some people call it the third airport of Chicago. I think that's unfair because Milwaukee has done a good job of developing its airport. But yes, I mean, and look, there's no doubt. Both Visit Milwaukee and the airport itself advertises to the metropolitan Chicago area. And as Chicago has gone further north, it's actually more convenient in some ways and cheaper to fly out of Mitchell than it is to go into O'Hare. So absolutely, that's part of the growth of the airport, as well as this whole concept of the airport and the Airtropolis. In fact, the largest driver of job development in Milwaukee County right now has been the airport. You've got a couple new airlines that have established themselves. They've brought pilots, they've brought mechanics, they've brought customer service reps. All of these folks are working in and around the airport.
Over the years, you've been lobbying extensively to connect downtown Milwaukee to the southeastern suburbs, first by extending 794 and then adding Lake Parkway to Cudahy. In recent times, you're lobbying to extend the roadway even farther south.
In fact, I was invited by the Village of Caledonia. And just to show, I mean, I've lived in this area for over 40 years, and I always thought of Caledonia as kind of a little small village. Well, there are almost 25,000 people now. Now, a lot of that is new homes and so on, but businesses are also starting to develop in the areas. But they were very interested in the 794 corridor, and they wanted to know how they could get the project that I started in Milwaukee County to cross over the county line and go into Racine.
Ideally, how far do you think the transit corridor in southeastern Wisconsin should extend?
I would take the whole corridor from Gary, Indiana, all the way up to northern Milwaukee County, if we're talking about the large region, because there are so many factors that are coming together for economic development. I just hope we do it correctly and pay attention to all parts of that puzzle. But I think that's the exciting news in Milwaukee right now. And I continue to sing the praises of South Shore Rising.